The transportation policy meeting will come to order. And Representative Petersbrook, have you read the minutes?
Yes, I kind of glanced over them, Chair, and I move that we approve the minutes from, I don't have them in front of me, whatever the...
How about March 5th?
March 5th, there you go.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. The motion is passed, and the minutes for March 5th are approved. Next, we will be going to continuing our discussion yesterday of House File 931, Representative Earhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thought that one thing that maybe we didn't hit on, because we didn't have a lot of succinct evidence of the cities that are repairing their roads out of property taxes and what a driver it has been for the increase in property taxes. Now, I didn't create anything new, and I'm not even going to copy anything. A couple pieces are not out of research yet, but they will be for future information. But there's just a couple here I'll tell you about. In 2008, there was a cry from the cities, specifically about how they were having to raise their property taxes because they were not getting anything through the formula to do their city streets. It started when John Gunyu, who was Commissioner of Finance and then for during the Carlson administration, had become city manager for Minnetonka. And when I saw this, I asked other cities to send some information, a few of them anyway. The amount of money for just some select cities that I have here, the city of Woodbury was spending about a third of their property tax increase had gone toward the upkeep of their road, for their roads. Lakeville was doing about 20% of their increase. Burnsville, Lakeville, Minnetonka, Woodbury road funding together was about 20% increase in their property taxes because they weren't getting the money because the gas tax hadn't been increased so long. And as you know, part of the money through the gas tax goes to municipal state aid funds. Not all, they still can't fund all of their roads through that, but at least there was money that was helping them. And so that was a very important factor. In fact, I had the one for the whole state, but that's going to be brought up to date for future. In any event, I don't know if there are any other questions or not. You understand, Representative, that that list that was put out there was not what we were saying that we were going to try and pay for. It was just a list of submissions, and there are more that that are not on that list. And there maybe was an inaccuracy on the Southwest Light Rail, which I think the state amount was around $107 million, and there was probably $1 billion listed on the list. So, point is that as those come in and you compile those lists, when you submit your $400 million for Highway 14, it doesn't sound like a lot. But when everybody submits a $50 million to $100 million project, it gets pretty good size. So I don't know if there's anybody else that has questions in this committee or from the audience or whatever. But Representative Runbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Madam Chair and Representative Earhart. Just a couple of questions. First of all, looking at trying to get a handle on, you know, what's actual in terms of 2011, 2012 numbers from MnDOT, because, and then the projections for what money's coming in 2013, 14, 15, 16. Would like to have really some more, you know, analysis or some real numbers from somebody at MnDOT. I mean, what do we know that tells us that the regular program funding is going to drop to $500 million, you know, in 2016? So that kind of thing. It seems to me that we're saying a lot about how much money we're short and we don't have. And
is that what you're talking about, Representative?
Right, yeah. So I'd like to know more about the projections and where those come from, and I'd like to know which of the fiscal year numbers are actual.
Well, is there anybody from MnDOT here that can explain that? I guess. I see someone out there. Looks like MnDOT. Looks like a MnDOT person.
If you'll identify yourself for the record, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Eric Verdeen with MnDOT Government Affairs. The projections for revenues that will be available are compiled by a multitude of sources, but they're part of the official state budget revenue forecast that's released in November and February. I think part of the drop that you see in the regular program has in part to do with the use of federal funds and when federal funds are used for some of our major bridge projects that are underway or about to begin, such as the St. Croix crossing, the Dresbach Bridge, Lafayette Bridge. Some of those large bridge projects have funds that will be expended in fiscal years 2014 and 15, for example. And the trunk highway bond portion is referring to the Chapter 152 bonds, which again are tied primarily to the bridge program. And so as that program winds down, the funding, trunk highway bonds that are associated with that program are wrapping up, and I think the program extends in small part through fiscal 2018, but primarily, again, those bridges will be completed and constructed in fiscal years going through 2015, and so that explains part of the drop in the funding there as well.
Well, Madam Chair,
Representative
Mr. Rudin, and I realize we're not the Finance Committee, but you know, we are asked to accept all of the scenario that we keep hearing every day about how, you know, we're, you know, 20 billion, 40 billion short, and can't do this and that. And then, I mean, it just seems like it would be helpful for us to have a better handle on the real stuff, the real numbers, where they come from, what's really happening in terms of gas tax revenue and so on and so forth. So that's my comment. I don't know if the chairman can help us with that. And then just a final comment. I look at these. It'd be interesting to know which of these, this list, which must signify some sort of demand on the part of the public and that we're responding to as legislators, which of these are on the list of MnDOT to do. There must be something, you know, in here that's reacting to real needs. So between this and what MnDOT is doing, you know, what's happening? I think it would be helpful to get a little better handle on what we can expect out of the current monies that are coming in.
So. Well, actually, Madam Chair and Representative, I think that I went to a meeting, when was it, last week, when the construction, or the, in multi-details, beyond what we're looking at here, the construction spending outlook was released. Was that last week or 10 days, within the last 10 days? There's a whole packet on it. And it lists all of the parts that come to make up MnDOT's budget, and they have their own finance people there, but it's also published, as was just mentioned, in the state budgetary process. And I made mention of this, the gas tax has been flat for several years, and actually receded about 2% in the forecast, the income for the gas tax. So all of these factors, and we have the various components, the tab fees, the whatever else we got here, that go into their expected ability to fund various projects. Now, I also have a thick on the STIP what they're going to fund for the next 4 years, provided projections hold out. All in three different folders in my office. We got that about the same time, so that's a lot of detail. And I suppose they could reproduce these two of those pieces.
Madam Chair,
follow up, Representative Beck.
Was that made available to the Finance Committee? Were they given a presentation?
I would think that they members of the Finance Committee were there, I think.
But I mean, well, Mr.
Representative Runbeck.
This was all of MnDAT.
Representative Earhart.
But I mean, it seems like that would be really appropriate for the committee's, you know, if it's joint or what have you. But like I say, all of it really is based on, I mean, a lot of the decisions we make are going to be based on what is actually happening financially. I think it would be helpful to know more.
Representative Earhart.
I've been asking MnDOT for this stuff for some time, thinking we would have time to make it simplified and get it out here, but it's beginning to come in. They had certain timetables that they were accustomed to getting. They were going to get their data out, including that packet of their budget forecast, so it just didn't get here in time to do it for the committee. So maybe it'll be available in the next couple of weeks. I agree with you. I think we should. That's why I asked one day, where's MnDOT when we need them?
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Thank you. Are there any comments or questions from the audience? Okay, seeing none, are there any questions from the members? Representative Earhart, do you want to make a few comments before we adjourn?
Well, this bill will get more exposure in the Finance Committee when it gets there, and by that you maybe have thought of some more questions to clarify things. And outside of that, there's a big task to be done. We can do some of it. Probably we can't do all of everything we need, but we certainly can bite another chunk out of the apple and see if we can't continue to keep the roads going and the transit systems building and so forth. So that's all I have for now.
Stay tuned.
Beep, beep.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Hornstein?
Well, thank you. Since the Finance Committee was referenced, I thought I would just let all of you on the Policy Committee know. Obviously, there's a lot of intersection between finance and policy, and what we intend to do is hear a number of different bills from a number of different perspectives that relate to finance during the month of March. And I would encourage everyone on both sides of the aisle on this committee, whether you sit on the Finance Committee or not, to get those ideas to us, and we'll hear them. And then in early April, we'll put together the finance bill, the omnibus finance bill. So there's obviously still time to get those bills in and your hearing requests in. And I'd love to hear different ideas for funding. This is one. Obviously, there's many others. And so we want to take all those ideas and consider them carefully. And just encourage folks to do that if you have thoughts about that.
Thank you, Representative Hornstein. Any last questions? Seeing no questions, I'm going to move that we lay over House File 931, and we are adjourned.